I'm joined here with Aaron Alberto from the Able to Film Entertainment, and we've been in touch. We've been talking because this film is—it's got a kind of a mental health sort of feel to the storyline. And you really kindly offered to let me watch it, and so we've met here today to talk about this and find out more about you. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. You know, as you said earlier, my name is Aaron Alberto. I'm an actor director here in actually I'm in South Florida, which is the Miami area. And it's just I love doing this. And you know, I'm thankful to be a part of, you know, your podcast, and you know, I'm glad to, you know, answer any questions you have today.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, thank you for coming. So obviously, you know, our podcast has a sort of a theme around creativity, mental health. So I was really interested, you know, what inspired you to write this short film and kind of where the ideas came from. What was happening for you that sort of encouraged you to write something that was, because this film is quite deep, isn't it? There's lots of twists and turns. And ultimately, it's a film about a guy who gets very depressed. He's lost his best friend. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spoil it for anyone because, you know, it's got such a twist in it. Tell me, so where did the ideas come from? What was happening to write this film?
So this film actually started a couple years ago. I was actually going through my, I had wrote an idea. I'm going to say maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I just wrote an idea, just an idea. Didn't write a script or anything. And what happened is I kind of left it on the back burner, you know, just kept it in my little script stuff or my summary. Yeah. And I started working on my first film, which is called Eye Before Thee. This was way back. It was my first ever film. And after that release, you know, I started working on my second film, which was the documentary called The Power of Movement, which was up for an Oscar 2 years ago. And then after that, again, this one was, it's on the back burner. It still hasn't even made it to that point yet. Then I did this, my next film, which was a full length feature documentary, was called Iron Temple. And that also was up for an Oscar. So after that, doing that time, what had happened was I lost my father during that time. And, you know, I was a little down, you know, obviously when, you know, you lose a parent, you know, it's kind of tough. And what was interesting is the individual that I did Iron Temple for, the main actor, you know, the main person it's about, he kind of became a father figure to me. His name is Tony Torres. And it's funny, he's actually in the film also. See, he actually plays my partner, so it's an interesting tie-in. So what happened is he became like a little father figure to me at that time, and he called me one night and he said, "Hey, I have this idea for this movie that he wanted to do," and you know, he told me this idea and I was like, "Oh, his idea was a cool idea." You know, I thought it would be better as a feature film, and I was looking for another project, kind of like a bridge project to do. So I had told him about my idea and he was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." So it was a Saturday night. I went up in my room and I just started, you know, writing the script. So I wrote the script in probably like an hour and a half, maybe an hour, sent it to him. He read it and he was like, "Oh man, this is cool. This is really good." I then sent it to my producer, Rajesh Felix. And then I sent it to my cinematographer, David Escortia, and they all read it. And they're like, "This is actually really good." And it's like, "So let's do it." And that's how basically it came about. Is like everyone, it was a collective, you know, a collective, you know, project. And everyone was like, "Let's just do it. I really like it." And, you know, it had a lot of tendencies in there that, you know, can relate to a lot of things going on in life right now. So.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I love that it was like a kind of a collective thing that just happened just because of the love of the art and the feel of the story. And that's really cool, because I always think the best things come out of that kind of like creative energy that just flows between people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so one of the same characters, so that you said about the same character from another one of your movies being in this one, it is the same character that kind of pulled through. Did I pick that up right?
So yeah, he plays the partner. He's the main character in well, in it's a document. The first the documentary is called Iron Temple. That was the one before, and it was his story. I was really retelling his story. And what happened is, like, we had such good chemistry. And again, like, the story of Evoke, which is the film we're talking about right now, it has that father-son kind of partnership in there. It's like he's a father figure teaching his younger partner, you know, in crime, you know, like, their partners in crime, and he's teaching him what it, you know, how to become the best or how to become this. And that it's that relationship that really, you know, pushes it forward, you know, because in life right now, you know, as a male, you know, I love having a fatherly figure because to teach you certain things that, you know, not saying my mom couldn't teach me, but those things you need to learn, you know. And that's one of the conundrums I had when I was writing the script. I was like, I really wanted to make it where it was heartwarming.
And it sounds like kind of reaching people and people hearing this message was really part of the passion behind this movie.
No, it's this one. I really took it as a passion project, and you know, it really touched me a lot because I was thinking about that. Is, you know, like, a lot of individuals these days, you know, don't grow up with that, you know, fatherly male figure. And you know, like I said, when I lost my father at the time, you know, I didn't get a chance to really, like, really grieve, in which, you know, in a sense, I understood, you know, what happened. But at some point, you know, you kind of need that little push, and this project kind of, like, helped me get through everything.
Right, okay. So it was kind of like a narrative for you as well, that this story was showing through kind of important parts of your life in a way, that connection with your father and the loss.
Yeah, and it was cool because, again, like, Tony, who, you know, he's basically become like anytime I need anything, you know, I go to him and be like, hey, Tony, I need this. So he's become like a father figure to me. You know, anytime I have any type of, you know, questions about life or different things, you know, I talk to him or I'll call him, and he'll always call me. And it's interesting how he does. And he has two sons too. So, you know, he has two younger sons. So it was just kind of cool that, you know, he kind of took me on as, you know, as one of his own. And, you know, I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really nice. And it's great when you can work with people who, you know, who are doing that for you, you know, who are kind of taking you know, this kind of role in your life. Yeah, that sounds really interesting. And so what's next for you guys?
So what's next for us? Wow, that's a really, really good question. Well, actually, it's a great question, and it's crazy because I can't divulge that much information. But right now, I'm working on a TV series. Like I said, I can't divulge a lot of information, but it's a TV series. We just finished filming the pilot episode, and right now it's being pitched around to all the networks, and you know, we're just waiting to get the green light from every one of them. So,
Okay,
choosing
so
which one.
right, so will there be sort of themes within this of you know, messages that you're wanting to kind of get out to the community in similar sorts of ways that your movies have done?
Yeah, actually, you know what's interesting? That's a great question. I really like that question because, from since my all of my films that I've done, from my first film, Eye Before Thee, to this new TV show that we're doing, I've always had, or I've always wanted to have, an underlying message in every single, you know, film that I've done. So, for example, my first film, Eye Before Thee, which is it's released on all major platforms right now. People can find it anywhere. You know, they can find it on Amazon, Apple TV, quite a few places. There's a lot. It's a list, but it's a long list. But yeah, with that was something that I did, and it had to do with cancer, you know, leukemia, and all those things. So, which is a very, very touchy subject in the world today. And I wanted to, you know, tell a story about how an individual, you know, suffered with it, and how they overcame with it. And which leads me to my second film, The Power of Movement, which is pretty, it's a pretty amazing documentary. I think it's probably my favorite documentary because it touched my heart a lot of it, and it was really a passion project because that film was about Dr. Niraj Mehta. I think I said it right. I think I said that name is right, his name right. Which he's actually, this is an interesting story. The doctor that's in the Power Movement, he's on a show called, a Netflix show called Indian Matchmaking.
Oh, okay.
Season two. Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. So he, what he was doing was helping heal his patients, you know, with cancer, you know, with cancer and mental illness, you know, like he was helping them heal through movement and dance, you know, just giving them that positivity and that feel. And I'm sorry.
I think I've seen something about that. So yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah. And he, you know, that documentary really touched me because I felt really close with everyone that was a part of that, you know, and that industry and that part. And then, you know, and then when it led to Iron Temple, which Iron Temple, you know, was really about overcoming, you know, Tony's story is about how he overcame going to prison and all these different things that happened to him. He showed that even though you've gone through things in your past, you can always change your future. You know, and then it comes to now to Evoke with Evoke, which is the, you know, it has that. I think that my theme for Evoke realistically was or is where people today in society, we all seek acceptance. And, you know, as you saw in the film, the partner is seeking acceptance. He wants him to, you know, remember. And in order for you to remember, he had to do all those things. And obviously at the end, I won't spoil it. You know, something happens and that's what. You know, that's what jogs it and brings him back. So it's an underlying thing, that underlying messages I like putting in a lot of my you know, projects.
Yes, it's a really powerful sort of point in the film there, where you've got this kind of, you know, tragedies happening in front of you, but at the same time, it's sort of allowing, you know, this good thing to happen at the same time. So it's kind of a bit of a mix. You get a bit of a mixed feeling when you're watching it. And so, yeah, I'll leave people with that. So that's quite mysterious. It sounds like in your writing, in your movies, you know, what you're doing is you're showing your empathy, you're connecting with, you know, real problems that people have in life, thing, you know, you're relating to people on an everyday level.
Yeah, that's important. I see. Now that is one of the reasons why, like, I want to relate to individuals, because I can tell a story about fantasy, you know, and fantasy is fantasy. You know, most people won't, you know, like if I'm doing something like Harry Potter or the Lord of the Rings, you know, we really can't, us as a modern society, we don't understand that stuff. You know, we're like, oh yeah, we can't relate to it. Yeah, we can put stories in it. But when you can tell stories about things that actually happen in life, you know, like these are things that could happen to you, that how you would feel if you were in that specific situation, you know, it's when a film or a movie can, you know, or a TV show can get you to have that empathy or that, you can understand what's going on. I think you connect with it more. And that's what I like to do. I like to connect the audience to the film, because when you're connected to it, it's like you can say, man, I understand how that character felt. You know, a lot like my first film, I Before Thee, a lot of individuals that watched that film, they connected with the main character, Jeffrey. They were like, wow, if that would have happened to me, man, I don't know how I would feel. But they saw what he went through and they said, man, I actually would feel how he felt.
Yeah. And there's nothing more powerful really in the world than feeling connected to somebody else through the same story.
Mm-hmm.
I find that a lot, you know, in my work, that when people feel that they're not the only one going through something, that's a real powerful motivator, you know, that people feel then to you know, that connection, it brings a sense of hope, I think, you know, it's a sense of hope for people. Yeah, I was struggling to find the word, but
yeah, and I would say the sense of hope is, that's a great phrase, you know. But I think also besides that, I think just having the mutuality of it is just like, the fact that we can be worlds away, like you're in the UK and I'm here in Miami, and we can be watching something or that specific show or whatever it is, and we can have the same feeling, across borders and in the world. You're on the other side of the world. I'm here. We can still feel that same. I feel it's a connection that we can always have. You know, I mean, one of the greatest things I would say one of the producers have told me is that when you can connect with your audience and they would want to watch your projects multiple times, that means you've done a really good job because they connect with it. It's like, I can always, how many times have you watched the show, maybe the movie Back to the Future? We connected with that forever. We watched that when we were younger, you know, and Titanic or one of those, because you're connected to it, you know.
I'm a big, big Back to the Future nerd for sure.
Great Scott.
Yes, that was definitely my era. But yeah, you're right. And I love that. I love, you know, the way that was put. So, you know, I was thinking that kind of connection with the story is, you know, when storytelling is the best, is a really great way for people to connect to a message, for mm-hmm. people to do that, for that united thing to happen across the borders. When you're watching something creative and it's telling a story.
No, that's true. Like an interesting fact here. So this year we were featured because Evoke, the film we're talking about, it was up for an Oscar again this year. We were actually in the short live action category. So I was actually competing for an Oscar 3 years in a row, different categories, and 3 years consecutively, which I don't know if anyone's done that yet, but I'm hoping I'm the only one. But so an interesting story is that Variety published an article, you know, featuring us, and they were literally saying, like, these are all the films, you know, to look out for. And, you know, they had and the Hollywood Reporter also said something that they were like, oh, all these films that were on the list that, you know, the contenders, they all had an underlying story for it, you know, whether it's mental illness or some type of, you know, anything in the physical aspect, you know, or the mental aspect. And there was literally that's what they wrote on there. And we were listed on the list. And that was a shocker. I was literally working out in the gym and I got a message, and I'm like, one of my friends is telling me, hey, you're on Hollywood Reporter. And I'm like, huh, what's going on? I'm there lifting. And I'm like, I started smiling. So
that's so cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. It was interesting. It was the first time that ever actually happened to me. So it was, I'm glad I wasn't like lifting heavy weight at the time. So.
Yes. Yeah. So are we. So, because we wouldn't have had you on probably.
Yeah, I'd probably have been here with a sling or something.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It's been really great to get to know you, to understand, you know, what was behind the film and sort of where it came from and who you are. Keep us posted, you know, what you're doing in the future as well. Definitely want to hear more about this TV show. Yeah, thank you. Sorry, did you want to say anything to the, you know, final kind of message to people listening out there?
Sure. I would want to say to everyone, you know, if you have a dream, you know, follow your dreams. There's going to be a lot of deterrence. There's going to be things that aren't going to work your way, but just keep going. You know, I'm proof of, you know, just keep on pushing and making it out there. And, you know, that's the best advice. As I said, if you really, 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 is this your passion? Is this your dream? Just keep going. And, you know, no one is going to stop you but yourself, and just keep going.
And that was the very talented Aaron M. Alberto. Thank you so much for joining us here. Don't forget to subscribe if you enjoyed this podcast, and share the love by sharing our podcast with your friends. See you next time.